Good morning. This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia. It is 8:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. As COVID-19 has surged through the Philadelphia area, nursing homes have been hit hard. But unlike doctors and nurses, the people who keep nursing homes going are often overlooked. For WHYY, Courtney Harris-Bond spoke with a behind-the-scenes frontline worker.
Stanley Dawson is 67. He has been working as a dietary aide at Care Pavilion Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, a bedrock care facility in West Philadelphia, for 16 years. Under normal circumstances, he feeds close to 400 residents a day. Lately, that number is down because 25 residents have died of COVID-19, while another 100 have tested positive for the virus. Dawson is a union leader for his chapter of the Service Employees International Union, or SEIU. He says for him and other workers like him, staying dedicated to their jobs has been a strain.
Each day that I go to work, I don't know if I'm going to contract. I don't know if I'm going to come in contact with it. I don't feel good about it, but I love the work that I do, and I know I'm needed more now than ever. And I know that if I don't do it, you know, who's going to take care of these residents?
SEIU says about one-third of the nursing homes where it has members are getting hazard pay, ranging from an extra $2 to $5 an hour. Dawson earns $14.43 an hour with hazard pay, but says it's not enough given the risk of exposure. He also says the proper personal protective equipment, or PPE, only arrived at his nursing home several weeks ago. Bedrock did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Dawson loves his job, but does he think about quitting?
I'll be honest, and I would have to say yes. I thought about that. But every time I think about that, I always look at that little old lady on 3 West that's always looking, you know, looking for me. She always sat right there and won't talk to nobody but me. And so it's things like that that make me say, you know what, I got to keep going. I got to keep doing this job. These folks need me.
For WHYY, Courtney Harris-Bond.